finally adapted to that. And you could also do that within the corral. You could lead them around with there, and you know, just to minimize their fear, because they were really just wild animals until they got used to people. So then,
what did they use? Did they round up the horses that were running wild on the range? Uh-huh. What were they called?
Well, they were the horses on the ranches were there not as wild animals, but they were there as raised herds. But they were wild until they started getting with the cowboys or whoever's going to do the breaking and the exposure to human beings. So it was a basically slow process and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, horses could be trained where there was a horse that's probably one of the most valuable horses that you can have on a ranch. That's called a cutting horse.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would get a herd of cattle. And so they'd say, okay, I want that calf cut out of here. We're not going to put in with this herd or this, that, and the other. So you'd start after that calf to cut him out of the herd. Well, the calf didn't want to be cut out of the herd because his mama was there or whatever. And so they would resist. But at any rate, this cutting horse, when he spotted the calf that you wanted, it was amazing how they learned to cut. They would cut that calf out and wouldn't let him back.
Mm.
And he would stop and start and everything. You really had to be on your toes to keep from losing your horse, losing your seat.
Yeah.
So at any rate, they would cut sharply. Cutting horse is just invaluable. And that's certainly one of the more valuable animals in a herd today. And they still do that. But
Who was the person on the ranch who did, who was in charge of working with horses?
Well,
what was he called?
Most of your big ranches had foremen.
Mm-hmm.
And the foreman was in charge of the whole group of cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the smaller ranches, which my cousin's ranch was one of the smaller ones, well, the owner was also everything. He was a foreman, and he decided, made all the decisions, and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
But like, say, on the big layouts and whatever, you know, where they might have as many as 15 or 20 cowhands, because they had these huge ranches.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in West Texas, the grass not being like it is back east in Georgia and other places like that, that it would take, a section of land is 640 acres. That's a square mile.
Uh-huh.
And you would have to figure as little as 7 animals per square mile. So you had to have a big ranch.
Yeah.
Now that was the exception. I mean, that country down there would probably take average maybe 20, 25 animals per section. Mm-hmm. But it still took a big ranch to have enough animals to make a living on.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I cover briefly too is during the Depression, the bottom fell out of cattle.
Mm.
That the price just went down to virtually nothing. And so they had that. Besides, this was a time of the huge drought all through the Midwest, all through the South there and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, they talk about our droughts today and this, that, and the other, but, you know, too many people forget what was happening in the 1930s when they had these horrible, horrible sandstorms and everything like that. It was just very devastating. But anyway, when Roosevelt became president and everything, he put on some of these programs where they would go in and they would go to a ranch and they say, okay, I'll buy 100 of your cattle for maybe $10 a piece. But they were starving.
Yeah.
And so they would...